This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You can join us here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, so feel free to call in that way. Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can also call us on our Discord chat. Go to discord.lrn.fm and then just get into the on-air call-in line chat room. And we will join you there, put you on the radio with us. We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts here. Rob in Indianapolis, we were talking about Donald Trump and the invasion of Syria, the bombing of Syria that happened last night, which is, of course, in total contradiction to the things Donald Trump has said in the past. Things like this quote here from 2013 in August. August 29th, he said on his Twitter, "What will we get for bombing Syria besides more debt and a possible long-term conflict? Obama needs congressional approval." Well, he didn't bother to seek that for his bombing raid, did he? Anyway, we got Rob on the line in Indianapolis. You had a point you wanted to make about Islam, because that came up in the last hour. Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, I believe there's so many people that's not educated on the Islam faith.
Oh, yeah.
That they just throw things out there.
Yep.
And they have no idea. They listen to little clips here and there. They have no idea. I'm a little educated on the Quran. Not really educated, but I can tell you this. I don't think it's the Quran that I have a problem with. It's the law that a lot of Islam wants to live under. Not all Islam. I mean, it's Sharia law. I guess, I don't know. Is all Islam want Sharia law? Or
well, so Sharia law is a set of rules for Muslims, generally.
Right.
And in the same way that Talmudic law is rules for Jews, you know. And
right.
The vast majority of anything, I don't know of any Sharia law that has to do with Westerners or, you know, Christians or anything like that, other than sort of saying you're supposed to live in peace with people who, you know, have different faiths than you.
Right,
yeah,
okay.
The whole Sharia law thing gets blown way out of proportion by people who are essentially just using it to fearmonger. The Muslims that I know are not interested in imposing their Sharia law on anybody except for their own Muslim families and themselves. Also the interpretation of this is, you know, different to, you know, the perspective of, do you use Sharia law as a, you know, thing that you've chosen to do as part of your own religious beliefs, or is it something that you've imposed by a government? Because there are different beliefs, right? Like, there's the kind of Muslim who does not understand, in my opinion, their own teachings. And that is to say that this does not belong in a government, because the government would be imposing those laws on everyone, regardless of their religious beliefs. But that they should only be private religious.
That would be a caliphate.
Strictures. So,
I agree. I agree 100%. And my problem, what I was saying was, I believe that that is a mis. What people don't understand about a Muslim faith is, because I know some Muslims too that don't want to live by Sharia law, that wouldn't live by Sharia law, or they'd live over in Iraq or Iran. But the problem is, I don't think people understand the concept of the Sharia law and Islam as a whole. They think it all comes as one package. Like, okay, if you're Islam, you have to live by Sharia law.
There are different people who believe different things when it comes to Islam, right? There's different scholars who interpret things differently, just like with Christianity.
Catholics that don't eat meat on Fridays. I mean, you know, there's
different
faiths have different rules, and they do different things at different time. And
yeah, that's absolutely true. In fact, as I was mentioning before, we have a mosque that's opened up here within the last several months here in Keene, New Hampshire, and we know the guy who he's a sometime co-host here on Free Talk Live, Will Coley, who runs the place.
And, yeah, I've heard him.
Yep. And he is he's providing this place for anybody who, you know, is a Muslim in the area. And guess what? Even though there's, you know, a dozen or two, maybe a dozen Muslims in this region, turns out they don't all agree on everything. Right. So like some of them want to have the Jummah, which is their Friday gathering that they have in the afternoon. They want to have it all in Arabic, but others want to hear it in English. And so they're trying to make it, you know, trying to make as many people happy with this as possible, considering they're trying to bring different belief systems systems, slightly different belief systems, together under the same roof and have everybody get along. And so far, it's working out pretty well. But there's obviously some, little minor conflicts and disagreements. And that's just kind of the way people tend to be. Muslims, Christians, you fill in the blank. As long as the group is large enough, you're going to have divergence. You're going to have forks, schisms. And Rob, thanks for your call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. And, of course, Will Coley is just a great resource for anybody that, wants to actually learn what Muslim beliefs are, at least what his Muslim beliefs are. And, of course, he's not the same as everybody else in the world, but...
Yeah, I'm no big fan of Abrahamic religions generally. Frankly, any religion that's been around, any period of time isn't going to be my favorite, because I believe you should have a relationship with God, an ongoing personal relationship. And I don't think you can get that out of a book. I don't think you can read other people's relationship and figure out your relationship to God. I think that is going to cause problems. Because here you have the problem with, should we have the service in Arabic? Should we have it in Latin? Or should we have it in English? Or, well, I don't know. Do you want to understand it? And... I mean, it just seems dumb to me, but, I don't go to a mosque. Why would I care?
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE like freedom. As we continue, you can bring up what you want. Let's talk to Jeff. He's in the Ozarks in Missouri. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, welcome.
I'm a veteran. I'm back from my fifth deployment last year in the Middle East and Southern Asia. And just regarding... Islam, I have no problem with the religion, and but back during the beginning of the refugee crisis, and this has to do with the media as well, the leadership of the Islamic State announced to the whole world, and the American media, as far as I know, did not cover this, but they said we're going to unload 800,000 refugees into Europe, Asia, and the West, and 10% of those, and this was reported, I know BBC and I think NPR actually covered this, that 10% of them were going to be Islamic State soldiers that were going to be integrated within those people. Okay, this is not fake news. This is a real thing, okay? And... So this, now we're a little more careful here in the United States about looking at refugees that come through. A lot of the European countries obviously did not evaluate people that came through. Some European countries refused to accept some, and they got a lot of grief for refusing to take in those refugees, but they saw what was going on, and they fenced off the areas.
So did these Islamic State fighters that infiltrated into these countries that were obviously too stupid to keep them out, did they cause all kinds of havoc?
They have, and they have established some communities to where they can set up to produce havoc in the future as they build up resources and personnel.
Sounds like a lot of fear-mongering.
I haven't heard any stories that have to do with Islamic State infiltration.
The American media, I've watched it in Eastern Europe, in Middle East, and in Asia, and they don't report these things. BBC does.
I keep an eye on BBC and Al Jazeera and a whole variety. As a matter of fact, I have the BBC app on my television.
We've got a website, freetalklive.com. If you click on the show topics there, the front page, it's a Reddit-based site. You can actually submit whatever content that you want. So when you find some sort of evidence to back up whatever it is you're saying, you can just drop it right on in there on the front page, basically, of our website. And we'll be able to see that before the show starts. We usually check there and see, what it is that that listeners have been suggesting. But a lot of this stuff sounds like fear-mongering to me. We had the caller earlier who said there's an areas in France the police don't even go into. That was misreported. It was proven to be false. The guy who came out with that report actually ended up recanting it later on down the line. So color me skeptical. I want to see the evidence, Jeff, and you're welcome to send that over at freetalklive.com, and I thank you for the call tonight. Because, again, where are the beheadings? Is that happening? No, it's not.
Well, there's people had their heads beheaded.
Not in places he's talking about, though. Not by Islamic State militants that I've heard of. 855-450-FREE, because we followed the beheadings pretty closely here on Free Talk Live when those videos were coming out. We played them on the air.
This is Daryl W. Perry, host of Free Talk Live. This November, I'll be running in the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, and I've accepted a spot on Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. Since 1989, 353 people in the United States have been exonerated by DNA testing, including 38 who pled guilty to crimes they did not commit, and 20 of whom served time on death row. The Innocence Project provided direct representation or critical assistance in 180 of these cases. With your help, the Innocence Project can help even more people who have been wrongly convicted. As part of Team Innocence Project, I'm raising awareness about wrongful convictions and raising funds to help free the innocent. I've already paid the race registration fees. However, to secure my spot on Team Innocence Project in the New York City Marathon, I need to raise $3,500 by November 1st. You can support the Innocence Project and help me secure my race entry by going to run.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number here, 855-450, free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And also Skype in at Skype username LRN.FM. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Also, want to make sure you know about Liberty.menu. It is a tool for the libertarian, voluntarist, liberty-loving community. People who are business owners, if that describes you or you're an entrepreneur, and you want other liberty-minded people to know about your business, then you need to be listed on Liberty.menu. This is the premier site to have a libertarian business directory, and it's very, very good. In fact, it's easy to use. It looks good. It's slick. And it's free, so yeah. There's no charge for you to go there and get your business listed.
You have to be a libertarian.
Yeah, you have to be an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. If that describes you, you qualify. Get your butt over to liberty.menu and get your businesses up there on the map, because you might be missing out on money on the table. There could be people out there who are liberty-minded who would like to do business with you, but they don't know you exist yet. And so this is one of the ways you can let them know that. And also, if you're a liberty-minded person who wants to find businesses to do business with, to purchase products and services from in your area, then go to liberty.menu and take a look and see if there's anything up there right now. It's still a relatively new site. It's less than a year old at this point. We just started promoting it within the last couple of months. So I'm glad we've got a partnership with them. It's something that we've been asked about a lot over the years is, you know, how do I find businesses that care about freedom. I'd rather do business with them. And until Liberty.menu, there really wasn't a good option, and now there is.
Yeah, it looks great.
And it's free. So, again, there's no reason not to get up there. Maybe you're not an entrepreneur, but you like organizing events or you're a digital content creator. There's categories for those, too. So you can submit different types of information to the site about whatever it is that you do. Liberty.menu. And you can also use code FTL when you're getting signed up or on your profile page, and that'll give you a special Free Talk Live badge at Liberty.menu. As we go back to the phones and to the fun. Joel is in Grand Rapids, Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Joel.
This is
WNMT.
So I was hearing you guys earlier talking about, Muslim immigration to the U.S. and, Sharia law and stuff. And, you know, really, America has always had a group of people immigrating to the U.S. that, you know, they've kind of focused their hate on, first being, you know, the Catholic Irish.
The Irish, yep.
Then the Asians.
Yep.
And then now with the Muslims.
And Hispanics, of course, are also hated these days.
Mm-hmm. So I think the reason that, you know, European countries, you know, it's really hard for these people to immigrate is because they've never really had a history of, like, having a melting pot type of a country like America. Like, with France, you know, in their history, you know, they've had immigration from, like, you know, Russia and, you know, things around there, but they've never really had, you know, like a big melting pot kind of community until now, where there's people from all around the world, because we have such a, you know, more globalized world today, and I think that's the problem over there. That's my take on that.
Is that true, though? I mean, I've never spent time in Europe, so I have no time, you know, no personal
I've
experience.
Spent a little time in Europe, but I find that to be a fallacy. The idea that you've traveled through some place doesn't really give you much of a the ability to speak on it. I can say that, my theory isn't my own, which is to say that a whole bunch of government programs that allow you to keep your wife locked up in the apartment while you go out and work, that situation has been reported on and corroborated multiple times by different folks around, different reporters around Europe, whereas I haven't heard this theory that France hasn't had a lot of influx of immigrants.
Well, I mean, the melting pot idea does flesh out over time, but initially what you certainly have seen here in the United States is immigrant communities moving together, right? So you've got Chinatown, you've got Little Italy, you've got these places where if you go into those places, I remember, Mark, when you and I were in D.C. for some talk radio conference years ago, God, it's probably like a decade ago at this point, we were in D.C. and we went to Chinatown and went into some Chinese food place, and man, they couldn't speak a lick of English, but yet we managed to, point at the stuff that that we wanted, and they took our money, so it was, you know, totally fine.
Yeah.
You know, the idea being that they can move into communities where people do speak their language and they do feel comfortable with, you know, the people around that, that understand whatever customs that they're used to, and then they can kind of branch out from there. And then we've seen that down the line, after two or three generations maximum, usually all the kids and grandchildren know English, and they're much more better.
My grandmother came from Germany. My great-grandmother came from Germany. My grandmother could barely speak it. My mother can't. I got nothing.
Do you know how to say no in German?
Nein!
There you
nein!
Go. There you go. Joel, anything else you want to share tonight?
The whole thing about, you know, Sharia law, and how I heard the guy speaking before about how, you know, that's his thing against Islam is that, you know, Sharia law is what his problem with Islam is. Like, he has no problem with the Quran. It's just the Sharia law. And you spoke about, like, how, you know, the Talmud for Jews and stuff like that. And I think that, you know, Americans who want to keep, you know, like, closed immigration, but, like, still want to, like, reach their religion out to cover those people have no chance to hear your American centralized religion like that, like Baptists and stuff, if you're going to close your borders and not let them in, and they expect them to, you know, have the same beliefs as them and believe that, you know, God's the one true power. And stuff like that, sir.
Yeah, I think the big concern when you dig, you know, when it comes to people's theories on immigration is that they understand that the Republican Party has destroyed itself when it comes to immigrants voting for it. I mean, this is the party that Muslims voted for en masse prior to 9/11. Every Muslim in the country basically voted Republican, and that Mexicans in Texas voted for George Bush. They voted for him for governor. They voted for him for president, and that at one point Republicans had an immigrant vote, and now they don't. And they understand that if they let people in this country, those people are likely to vote Democrat. Now, look, I'm an office-holding Republican. I would like people to vote Republican over Democrat, personally. But, you know, man, I think that ship sailed.
Joel, thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. If you want to join us, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. There's actually been a story in my show prep for a couple weeks now that we haven't really even gotten to relating to the, you know, immigration. Trump has apparently ordered the National Guard down to the Mexican border.
Yep.
And, you know, we can talk more about that if we get the chance. But, of course, your calls and thoughts are the primary element here. And, you know, I do understand what the caller was saying. Like, you know, if you want people to absorb your religion, you probably should let them live closer to you. Whether it's Sharia law or whether it's Christianity or whatever, I don't want any government enforcing religion on people. And I'm not saying that's what the caller was suggesting, but I would find that offensive. So, you know, whatever set of religious code that you believe, that's fine. Go ahead, wash your feet before you, you know, you do whatever it is you got to do, or put on a towel or whatever, you know, your religious rites are. Go for it. But just don't force other people to try to follow that. Don't force other people to follow your religious beliefs. I mean, that's one of the reasons why the United States has supposedly a separation of church and state, because it was devastatingly tyrannical to have the state enforcing religion on people.
No, the reason was because the states didn't want to. The conflict between their religions.
There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, we invite you to take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can bring up whatever you want. That's the point of the program. We've also got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Or call us on the on-air call-in line room of Discord. That is our chat server with rooms available around the clock. Usually there's people in the Free Talk Live room during the live hours of the show, but there's frequently conversation there before, during, and after Free Talk Live. So head over to discord.lrn.fm, and there's apps available for just about any phone, as well as your favorite operating system, Linux, Mac, Windows, your choice. Just go to discordapp.com to get the app, and then install it, get your username created, and then go to discord.lrn.fm on your web browser, and that should jump you right into our chat server. So Ian and Mark here with you. Also, you need to know about how to get some good sleep at night. My pillow might be the key. If you've been having a tough time with sleeping, then change out your pillow and see if that makes a difference.
Headaches, too. Yeah. If your head's held at the wrong angle, that can give you headaches.
Yeah, this isn't a big investment that could result in a big change for you. So go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL, and you'll get your MyPillow at half price. And if for some reason you don't like it, you have a 60-day window of time to decide whether or not you want to send the pillow back. And if you do, then they'll go ahead and send you back your purchase price. But if you are like us and you decide to keep it, then you will have a 10-year warranty backing up the MyPillow. And importantly, it's washable. This is something they designed it to be usable for. You can wash it, you can dry it, and good luck finding pillows that do that. I'd never heard of such a thing before MyPillow. I love it. I have washed mine so far. Only done it once, though. I probably should do it again.
I wash mine pretty regularly.
Yeah. But it's pretty great. MyPillow.com with code FTL for half off. As we continue with your calls and your thoughts, we go to Indiana, where Brian is on the line listening to WIBC-FM. Hello, Brian.
Hey, how we doing?
Welcome. You're on the air.
I was just wanting to bring up several times tonight you've sat there and brought up, and I'm not saying that I agree with him. It's just several times you've brought up tonight about Donald Trump changing his mind on Syria.
Yeah.
And I'm just, and the only thing I wanted to bring up was politicians, people, everything, they've constantly changed their mind. It's brought, been brought up a million times about Hillary Clinton changing her mind on gay and lesbian marriages and everything. That's been brought up a million times over as well. So, I mean, you know, it's just, people do that all the time. So
sure, yeah, people are certainly free to change their minds. You're right about that. That's true.
It's just that, to some extent, Trump ran as the not politician politician. I'm from outside. I'm going to go in there and I'm going to fix that stuff.
Drain the swamp.
And to some extent, people, you know, I mean, his shtick was he's not going to do what the rest of them did, and he's doing what the rest of them did. I will say, I like Trump for a couple of things that he's done, but you know, and believe me, he was higher on my list than Clinton was. Not to say I voted for him, I didn't, but you know, I mean, that's kind of where I'm at. Is like, I really wish this guy would stay the heck out of the Middle East.
I absolutely agree. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that I agree with his changing of his mind and everything like that. I was just bringing up the fact that they, you know, it seems like people in general change their mind all the time and everything.
And that's not a bad thing necessarily. I mean, we want to persuade people to change their minds. Like on this show, we'd love to have many of our audience who believes in the ideas of the state and believes in using violence, aggressive violence, to coerce their neighbors to behave in the way that they want. We'd love for people to change their minds and say, yeah, you know what? You guys are right about that. We shouldn't be using aggressive force on our neighbors. We should be using persuasion. So it's important to be able to help people change their minds through the use of persuasive tactics. But that's why I asked the question is, what was it that changed his mind exactly? Was it, you know, some puppet masters that are pulling strings? Is there a certain video of him taking a dump on a prostitute that he doesn't want to get released? I mean, is it blackmail? Is it, you know, what was it that did, or is it just that he feels like now the circumstances are exactly right to where he can go against what he'd said in the past? I mean, I'd love to hear his explanation for it, because a lot of times when somebody changes their mind, they can tell you why.
Yeah, and I agree 100%. I'd love to know the reason why as well and everything, because I'm a big proponent to we leave other people alone, you know.
Right.
I want to be left alone, leave other people alone. I'm all for that.
That's
so I would love
key.
To hear that as well. I would love to hear the reason behind it as well. I was just bringing up the fact that, you know, people change their mind all the time. I would love to hear the fact, because it's costing us millions. It's probably cost lives. And everything over there, you know, we'll probably never know how many innocent people may have just been killed last night.
Sure.
And everything. So, you know, just stuff like that. But, you know.
Yeah, I totally share your concerns, and I appreciate the call tonight, Brian. Thanks for making it. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. I mean, it's definitely true. People can change their minds. It's in a lot of cases, a good thing if they change their minds in a direction toward peace. Unfortunately, that's not what happened in this particular case. And, you know, I know that Donald Trump is supposed to be meeting at some point with Kim Jong-un. I think that's a good thing. I don't think, obviously, it could go south. It could go bad. But the relations between North Korea and the United States have been pretty bad for a long time. And he would be the first U.S. president, sitting U.S. president, to actually meet with one of the Kims, I think. I don't know when. I don't know when the last time something like that happened.
Nor I. But I mean,
I know Jimmy Carter went over there after the fact.
He's done more to bring him to the table than anybody else has.
Who, Trump or Carter?
Trump.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, I think that that's a good thing. That's a little bit of diplomacy. That's, you know, going in the right direction. Dropping bombs, not so much. And, of course, as our caller earlier pointed out, there's plenty of bad guys in the world, and Kim Jong-un is, you know, presiding over basically death slave camps in North Korea that have existed since the time of his grandfather, that have been torturing innocent people, people who might have simply just tried to leave the country. Leave the prison state of North Korea, they'll put your family members in those prison camps. So even people who didn't have anything to do, if you try to escape from North Korea, if you're, you know, North Korean born, you try to escape and they catch you, or even if they don't catch you, they'll put your family in a death prison camp, in a starving workforce labor camp. And they will be, you know, lucky if they can pick the corn, the undigested corn, out of, you know, dog s or something like that in order to get a little bit more sustenance in their meals. And I'm not exaggerating on that.
Certainly those stories are out there.
Yeah. It's horrible.
There's not much that can be done about it. I don't know what else.
Nothing besides a total invasion and takeover of that country unless you can persuade Kim Jong-un to stop the madness. And there's only one way you can do that, which is to sit down and, you know, have some kind of a talk with the guy and, you know, try to build some sort of bridges, because what else can you really do in that circumstance? If you invade the country, more innocent people are going to die. So, you know, you're stuck between a rock and a very ugly, hard place. It's terrible. Anyway, let's go on here. David is on the line. He's in San Francisco. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, how are you? Hey. You know, I'm kind of struck by the simplicity of what Trump's actions in Syria are. If you think about some federal, not necessarily a federal, but more like an international investigative body, like Interpol. You know, Interpol does investigations of, you know, all sorts of crimes across national boundaries. And so they're sort of like the world's FBI. And if you have war between two countries, then Interpol can't get anything done. You know, how do you get the investigators in to get the, you know, get the files, get to review all sorts of cases and data?
Mm-hmm.
So with Trump and the investigation of Trump, what's his motivation for creating a war and to ruin diplomatic relationships between the various countries, but to do, you know, a staged event like this Syrian bombing? And I think that the reason why the British got involved was because it's getting pretty apparent that, was it Cambridge Analytica, is not just a, you know, a private institution, but that they're probably more like an MI6, you know, you know, like the CIA of the British.
And that's the company that Facebook was working with, right?
Cambridge. Yeah, supposedly they didn't get very much good information, though.
David, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. So he's suggesting that it's basically a distraction to get away from the Facebook news? I don't know. You can tell your story. Tell us about whatever's on your mind. To take control of the airwaves, it's Free Talk Live.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
What's more profitable? Your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you?
I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything here. The toll-free number is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And did you know you can watch the show? Yeah, we actually have cameras here in the studio. We have for a long time. But earlier this year, we made the switch over to a different streaming platform because YouTube, well, they didn't treat us real nice. But we're still technically on YouTube, but on a low-resolution feed of like 360p, very, very low-res, compared to Twitch, where you can get us in 720p HD quality. It's probably the highest quality method of watching and listening to the show. Twitch.lrn.fm is going to take you directly to our channel on Twitch. And that is where you can watch us when we're live, which is 7 nights a week from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. You can also watch archive shows on Twitch, but they only go back for about 2 weeks because Twitch is mostly a live streaming platform, and so they're not like an archive everything forever platform like YouTube is. So, again, if you want to watch us live or a little bit later, you can go to twitch.lrn.fm. And there's also a Twitch chat room in there. Sometimes it's not as busy in the chat room on Twitch as it is on our Discord chat, but there are people in there frequently, so go check it out.
I think the Discord chat at discord.freetalklive.com or discord.lrn.fm.
I think I set them both up, Mark, but yeah. Just because the LRN one's shorter, that's what I like better to give out. But yeah, the Discord chat is definitely where it's at. There's chatters in there every single night.
Lots of them.
The Twitch chat's more off and on, probably more off than on, but there's usually some folks there. So check that out. Go to twitch.lrn.fm. You can watch us in Twitch and chat in Discord. You don't have to do one or the other. So be sure you check that out. It's one of the myriad of free features on our website at freetalklive.com. As we continue, we'll take your calls and thoughts here, talking about the American tyranny around the globe. Eric, you're on the line in Virginia. Go ahead.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Hey, what's
on your
mind?
You talked about North Korea earlier, and it just made me start thinking. What do you guys think? Why do you guys think? I can't think of the college kid's name. Something Beerman or the college kid who stole.
Otto.
In one of the hotels. I'm sorry?
Otto.
That was his name.
Yeah, Otto.
Something.
Yeah. Worm beer?
Yeah, beer wine.
That sounds right.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Warm right. beer. Yeah, it could
Why
be right.
Do you think, right. Why do you guys think his parents didn't want to release the autopsy reports? I mean.
Oh, that's news to me.
Yeah, to my understanding, they didn't want to. They chose not to. Unless I'm wrong, but I swear that they chose not to release the autopsy reports because, based on my understanding, they pretty much beat him within an inch of his life, sent him over here, and then he died.
And then he died.
So
that's right.
Right. Then he died. So I'm thinking. Well, I mean, I can understand from a privacy standpoint. Yeah, I get it, and I'm sure it's hard enough to deal with it as it is. But I'm thinking, what if they use some kind of poisonous gas? You know what I mean? Like, I just thought it was odd that they decided not to release the autopsy reports. Like I said, I could be wrong, but I thought.
Okay,
quick
search.
At the request of Warmbier's family, an autopsy was not performed.
On a quick search here, there is a story from September of last year where they did talk about the condition. His father, Fred, said at the time, quote, using the term coma for Otto's condition is completely unfair. Otto had severe brain damage. Otto was systematically tortured and intentionally injured by Kim Jong-un and his regime. This was no accident. So they did talk to some extent about the damage that was done.
Yeah, but he wouldn't allow, but an autopsy wasn't performed. The same guy who makes these claims then doesn't go through the steps to, you know, prove those claims. That seems weird to me.
Okay, so my mistake. So he didn't even have an autopsy. They declined to even get an autopsy. Okay, well, that's even more strange. You know,
it's unusual. But is it possible they just wanted to move on and, you know, not dwell on the horrifying things
possible,
that happened
Ian,
to their
I
son?
Mean, you know, is it possible that they believe that space aliens would come and get them if they performed an autopsy? I don't know. I mean,
you know your son came home injured and damaged from his time in a North Korean prison. Do you really need to know all the different ways he was poisoned
right.
and, you know, stabbed or, you know, whatever it was
right.
that happened, internal rupturing and,
yes,
and believing
you
really
do.
Need that? Do you? Okay.
Yes. You do.
Okay.
I mean, if you want to make claims about what happened, we have no idea what happened to Otto Warmbier because
he came back basically dead. That's what you need
to
know.
Did.
I mean, maybe they felt like they knew enough.
What if he had some kind of aneurysm? I don't know.
No, I see what you're saying.
Right.
But regardless, Eric, anything else you want to throw out there tonight?
No, I was just curious, gentlemen. You
thanks for the point, Eric.
Yeah, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Yeah, since we're talking about North Korea, there is a story out about a young lady who managed to escape. The Mirror has the story, quote, I will tell the world what North Korea is like, unquote. Escapee tortured for 25 days lifts the lid on Kim Jong-un's brutal regime. As a child, she saw people tied to poles and executed. As a teenager, Dandi got caught smuggling and was tortured for 25 days.
Jeez.
Against all odds, she escaped to tell her story. No child should be subjected to the sight Dandi Kim endured, watching in horror as four men and two women were executed in front of her. Aged just 10 at the time, Dandi was among thousands summoned to witness soldiers dispassionately end the lives of would-be deserters from North Korea. Years later, Dandi would herself feel the wrath of the cruel regime, suffering inhuman torture for 25 days. And today she spells out the grim and gruesome reality of life in the secretive nation now ruled by power-mad Kim Jong-un. Recalling the executions, Dandi, now 26, says, quote, four men and two women were tied to wooden poles and pleading for mercy. Executioners wrapped their bodies in plastic sheets and put stones in their mouths. She says, I heard the clapping sound of shots, saw their agonized struggle, then stillness amongst the blood. I was so deeply traumatized by what I saw that I couldn't eat for days. Dandi is speaking out after fleeing North Korea in her late teens. Her brother, a police officer, hasn't been seen for years after being thrown into a political prison. While Dandi grew up in an era when Jong-un's father, Kim Jong-il, ruled, North Korea remains as secretive as ever. World leaders aren't left guessing Jong-un's next move as he issues nuclear threats and trades insults with U.S. President Donald Trump. Dandi says, quote, the world knows hardly anything of North Korea beyond propaganda films. We will only learn from real stories from people who lived there. She continued saying, until my last breath, I will carry on working to tell the inside story of North Korea in the name of my lost brother, unquote. She grew up in the Haesan or in Haisan in Ryanggang province. Her father managed a state museum, and her family were given good rations during the 1990s famine, which left more than 2 million dead. She has, which, by the way, for the listeners that are unfamiliar, the famine in the 1990s, of course, was brought on by communism, in the fact that the
socialism.
state
communism's
ran,
imaginary,
right? Well, socialism and the fact that the state was in charge of everything, including the food structure there and all of the industries. And so, when you know one thing failed, other things failed. And of course, it was generally, you know, as far as distribution, factories failing, production failing. It's just a cascading set of failures that led to mass starvation in that country. And ultimately, they only got out of it because of essentially food handouts from other nations. That's basically what kept people alive. She has happy childhood memories of playing on the mountains and eating wild strawberries, but that joy and those freedoms were short-lived. School years were darkened by having to bribe teachers, endure forced labor in fields, and suffer nonstop indoctrination demanded by the ruling Kim family. When she was 13, her father fell into debt, and Dandi vowed to help her parents and her two older brothers. Haisan is a smuggling haven because of its close proximity to the Chinese border, which at parts is only 10 meters across a shallow river. Dandi started selling mountain herbs and then worked as a mule for more established smugglers. She says, quote, "As well as making money for my family, smuggled DVDs woke me up to the rest of the world. I stayed up
all night."
Imagine
what it's like living, you know, these places and knowing nothing and then getting these DVDs and
right.
this greater world out there. It must look like Star Trek.
She says, "I stayed up all night immersed in South Korean films, blinds drawn because it's illegal to watch anything other than the state news. I glimpsed freedom in the wider world, girls talking to boys, women with highlighted hair and blue jeans. In North Korea, girls were expected to be subservient. Wearing anything other than conservative North Korean clothing meant we'd be stopped by the youth brigade and interrogated."
Mm.
"Why are you wearing the clothes of the imperial..." I'm not sure, something is asterisked out there. B and then a bunch of asterisks and then S?
Bourgeoisie.
Oh, okay. Maybe. "What is Kim Il-sung's birth date? Answering incorrectly saw us hit on the head, thighs, or buttocks and reported to parents, school, or police."
So knowing his birthday is crazy.
"The DVD showed me women elsewhere had freedom to change their looks and clothes, express their personalities. It was the biggest revelation of my life." So there's some perspective for you. That's how oppressed these people are. There's certain haircuts that are approved in North Korea. And same thing of clothing. Dandi built up a network of trusted people in China and would fill tractor inner tubes with contraband and drag the load across the river. She smuggled anything from USB sticks and hair tongs to tracksuits and black jeans. She helped to arrange reunions for long-lost families. And there's a little bit more here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And of course, her story isn't unusual. There are a lot of you know, really sad and harrowing stories of some of the escapees from North Korea. Hour 3 is on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.